Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we speak with Your Life Matters 5K event organizers Michaela Bigouet and Scott Carr on the cancellation of this year's event.
All right, first of all, just if you could just tell us about the decision to cancel the Your Life Matters 5K, what kind of went into that here with COVID-19 going on and everything?
Well, obviously, the COVID-19 pandemic hit about the time that we get together and start seriously planning for the run, which this year was to be scheduled on August 29th. So we started that process in February. It very quickly became clear that we were about to be sidelined by everything else going on in the world. We wrestled with that decision for a couple of months, and, you know, it didn't seem right with other events canceling that we would continue with our event. You know, and plus we had lost a lot of time and a lot of the resources that we depend on to be able to put that run on. So unfortunately, we just had to come together as a team and make the decision to postpone it to next year.
And I understand you're doing some other things, though, in place of this event. Is there anything you're able to say about that?
Right. And it's, you know, the most difficult part, obviously, is that we lose the revenue from the 5K along with just the community and camaraderie and all of the community, you know, spirit that goes into it. What we've done is we've decided to go ahead and offer the new logo and t-shirts and other items available for sale for two reasons. Number one, that helps us to kind of make up some of that revenue. We do have some leftover seed money that we can use for projects in the schools this year, and some of our projects that we had planned for the end of the school year last year were canceled. So we do have some of those funds available for use, but this gives us an opportunity to build on that, to be able to have more of a presence in the high school, middle school. And, you know, we would like eventually to get to the point where, you know, our logo is present in the elementary school as well. You know, not only does that provide us an opportunity to make up some of those funds, but there again, that allows us to have a presence in the community when people see those t-shirts in Walmart, when people see those t-shirts and sweatshirts in the school halls, when teachers are wearing them, when adults are wearing them. One time I was in Des Moines in the mall and saw someone wearing a Your Life Matters shirt, and that matters. That makes a difference.
And when it comes to the shirts, how do people go about purchasing those? What's the information that folks need to know about that?
We're working with Rainmakers again this year on the shirts. Their direct site to the sales site is ylm2020.itemorder.com. And this year, we went a little more than just a t-shirt. We got regular t-shirts. There's two different kinds. We have long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, and the popular tumblers. You can go online there and order them. You can go to our Facebook page and find the link. You can go to Rainmakers Facebook page, find the link. You have till August 9th to get those orders in. You have an option of picking them up there or having them shipped to you. The run was originally supposed to be August 29th, so everything should hopefully get to you by then. If not, it would be there soon after. But this year we've also decided people wanted to do a virtual little run. So basically what we've decided to do is from August 29th through September 12th to go out and do a 5K, which is 3.2 miles, anywhere you want to do it safely. Like I said, between August 29th and September 12th. Take a picture of yourself, your group, whoever, post it to the Your Life Matters Facebook page, then and put your name on there and everything so we know who you are. And then on September 19th, we'll draw two winners. Those winners will get a tumbler, and then we'll get all the information and mail them to them, and that'll be that.
And from the money that you guys raise, what was the plan with those funds then moving forward?
We've worked closely with the Marion County Suicide Prevention Coalition, with Cassie Pearson and the folks that are on that committee, to be able to use our money in the schools. We've reached out to administration with both the high school and middle school as well. We would like to particularly focus on the middle school this year. And again, if anybody would like to further help with those projects that we have planned, and even the ones that we don't have planned yet, but we hope to be able to meet with that committee sometime in the beginning of the school year. We still take donations. If you have a donation,
you'd make it out to Thrive Knoxville, and then a memo put it, Your Life Matters, And it needs to be to City Hall and in care of Heather Essery.
And if anyone has any questions, concerns, who should they contact?
You can reach out to us on Facebook, on the Your Life Matters page, and send a private message. All our information's on there on how to get a hold of us, so that'd be the best way.
Thanks to Your Life Matters 5K event organizers, Michaela Biguet and Scott Carr, for joining us on today's program. If you'd like to listen to today's program or past shows, go to KNIAKRLS.com and click podcast.